Your way.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An unnamed Mamelodi Sundowns footballer will make his first appearance in court today for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. Gauteng police nabbed the 26-year-old yesterday. It's after the woman opened a case at the Sebenza police station in Edenvale. Gauteng police spokesperson Noxolo Kweza.
Gauteng police are investigating a case of assault. The suspect will appear in Kempton Park Court today for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend at their home.
Amnesty International South Africa has slammed the Basic Education Department for what it's described as a failure to clamp down on pit latrines at schools. It's after a three-year-old child drowned after falling into a pit toilet at a preschool in the Eastern Cape. Spokesperson for the human rights group, Genevieve Quintel.
It is horrendous and unacceptable that another child has died in a pit latrine. We need answers as to why this keeps happening. How many more children must die before the Department of Basic Education takes us seriously? The department has to authorize early childhood development centers to operate, and so has a responsibility to ensure that all safety guidelines are adhered to in line with the national norms and standards.
And social media platform TikTok has partnered with the Independent Electoral Commission to stamp out disinformation during the upcoming elections. South Africans will head to the polls on the 29th of May. It has launched the Elections Hub, which can be accessed in 6 local languages, including South African Sign Language. The initiative ropes in other leading civil organizations like Africa Check and the South African Human Rights Commission. TikTok's Public Policy and Government Relations Director, Fortune Mgwili Sibandla, explains.
For us, the important thing is protecting the integrity of our platform, especially during important civic processes such as elections. We are aware that what may be shared may impact democratic processes.
Media Monitoring Africa's William Bird says young people who tend to access their news via social media first will play a critical role in the May polls.
If you look at July 2021, you saw that it was trending on social media hours before any journalist was able to get there to verify. You know, they've actually shut down the N3 highway. And so the role of news organizations now is that it's no longer about breaking the news. It's now about verifying the news, telling us, is this real? Did it happen? And critically, how do we understand this? Explaining that news to us.
And abroad, extreme heat scorched the Philippines today, forcing schools in some areas to suspend in-person classes and prompting warnings for people to limit the amount of time spent outdoors. The months of March, April and May are typically the hottest and driest, but conditions this year have been made worse by the El Nino weather phenomenon. Your top story this hour. An unnamed Mamelodi Sundowns footballer will make his first appearance in court today for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.